Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim titled his column, Safety Record in the Pulp and Paper Industry. And here's what he has to say about that. If you stroll over to our site, Paper Money, you will find we have been keeping meticulous records of safety foibles in our industry since 2017. For a long time, the industry has patted itself on the back for its safety record. Perhaps we've had a small part in pulling it up by its leash on this subject. I do think the industry has gone from a time of poor safety performance, pre-1975 or so, to good safety performance, approximately 1975 to 1995, and now in the last 25 years it has regressed somewhat. In the book Personalities in the Pulp and Paper Industry, I talk about the fiduciary duties of boards of directors. I point out the way you can look at how well they take care of their physical assets by looking at the conditions of the roofs of their facilities, which anyone can now see on Google Earth. I further point out that you can look at how they care for their brain trust, the employees, by looking at the safety record of their employees. Our charts on Paper Money combine both of these and indicate the overall attitude of the board of directors for any company. The reason safety records seem to be in decline are twofold. First, when the white paper and newsprint sides of the business went into decline, there simply was not enough money to do everything. Sadly, in those conditions, safety often suffers. Short-term gain for long-term pain. Second, pure investment owners, the equivalent of house flippers, if you will, as contrasted to strategic owners, don't understand the business, nor do they intend to be in it long enough to make long-term investments. Their approach is slapping a little paint on it, mow the grass, and put a for sale sign in the front yard. Their safety record verifies this attitude. Safety is really pretty simple. It's often a matter of seconds. Ever had someone you know die in a traffic accident? Did you think about what would have happened if one or more parties operating vehicles in that accident had waited a second or two before they turned or pulled out from a stop sign, you name it? The outcome would have been entirely different. Safety is by seconds. However, if we don't have an attitude of being appropriately cautious and considering surroundings, we make mistakes. Being appropriately cautious means we have our minds cleared and are focused on the immediate surroundings and the task at hand. If our mill has a tense atmosphere, has been significantly lax in enforcing a good safety attitude, bad things will happen. Looking at the track record posted on paper money indicates that this problem is pervasive. For safety this week, teaching people to slow down by just a little bit may improve your safety record. Be safe, and we'll talk again next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of Jim's column is A Question, Who Should Do Safety Inspections? And here's what Jim has to say about that. Many years ago, I wrote a column about a safety inspector I personally witnessed in a hospital. He was, as rapidly as possible, taking last year's safety sticker off certain pieces of equipment and putting the current year's sticker in its place. Since I had been in that room for a number of days, I knew he had not come around, tested the equipment, and then was just tidying up the results of his work. His safety inspection was the process of changing stickers. I asked him about this, and he said due to the quota of inspections he was required to do each day, this activity was all he had time to do. Personally, I think at least two individuals should be involved in any safety inspection. The first and most obvious inclusion is the professional who has been factory trained to do the inspection. Personally, I think at least two individuals should be involved in any safety inspection. The first and most obvious inclusion is the professional who has been factory trained to do the inspection. This person, we presume, comes to us with full knowledge of what regimen to follow in an inspection and what specific matters are involved in an overall pass or fail for the equipment, systems, or processes involved. The second individual or individuals should be the personnel who would be affected if the equipment, systems, or processes fail. Now, you're probably thinking of large, complex process systems at this point. True, those need this kind of attention, but so do fire extinguishers. Let's say you have an outside provider come around every 3 months and check your fire extinguishers for full charge. This is an opportunity to take your safety up a notch. Each time they come in, assign a different employee to go around with them and check the fire extinguishers. In a short period of time, you will have several employees who know where all the fire extinguishers are, how they are used, and when they are in a ready condition. If you are not doing this already, I'll bet less than 2% of your employees could identify the location of one fire extinguisher in a pop quiz. This is the same percentage that knows if a fire extinguisher is in a ready condition or not. In bigger systems, perhaps you will get more people involved. One important system is your house cranes. machine dry-end personnel should be intimately involved in this inspection. Overall, what should be the rank of the employee in your mill hierarchy involved in these inspections? I would suggest in most cases, the lower-level employees are the better choice among many. I certainly don't want a manager along whose budget may be affected by any repairs. Quite frankly, I don't trust them to use clear thinking on such matters. Lower-level employees will see this as an important task and sing like a canary if remedial action is not taken within an appropriate length of time. Of course, if you're just paying lip service to safety, you can forget this last idea. Indeed, you can forget this whole column. For safety this week, need I say more? I have seen too many safety systems not properly inspected, inspection results glossed over. Get your act together. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
From bales to cores to finished rolls and parent rolls, automatic handling is your guide to overcoming the worst material handling headaches. Located in Erie, Michigan, Automatic Handling International has been providing advanced state-of-the-art equipment to the paper industry for over four decades. Automatic Handling's equipment makes management, operators, and maintenance smile. Elegant solutions, simple to operate and maintain. You get a feel for their dedication to advanced equipment design and advanced manufacturing when you visit their factory. Vertically integrated, the company can control every stage of a capital project from design and manufacture to full in-house runoffs and mill startups. You won't find a paper drawing anywhere in their plant. All manufacturing and assembly is directly linked to engineering and select suppliers. The assembly floor is instantly updated on any changes with extraordinarily large screens where technicians can see every piece, every assembly detail in 3D. This means your equipment can be custom designed and built for your operations, while still providing extremely short lead times for your new solution from Automatic Handling. That's Automatic Handling International Incorporated, Erie, Michigan, USA. Visit them at www.automatichandling.com or call them at 734-847-0633. That's 734-847-0633. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim titled his column, Know Your Coworkers, A Key to Safety. And here's what Jim has to say about that. In the military, there are lots of discussions about battle buddies. A battle buddy is a person who sticks with you and you with that person so you continuously know each other's condition. It is a safety issue in an environment that is often not safe. Back in the day, I worked for all kinds of bosses. I worked for bosses who seemed to want to know every detail of my life. I worked for other bosses who were cold as fish. If you showed up and were standing and functioning, that was the limit of their interests. As a consultant, I have had similar experiences. The coldest fish I remember worked with me on the same project for nearly 5 years. He was my boss, and we had occasion to talk two or three times a week. and see each other every 6 weeks or so. In 5 years, even though I asked, I never learned anything about his family. He never inquired about mine. As an employee, as a boss, or as a subordinate, you can help your company's safety record by being cognizant of what is going on in the life of the employees around you. You don't have to be particularly nosy. Just be aware. Are they having some sort of problems at home? Chronic illness in the family? An estrangement in a relationship? Anything that is bothering them. I believe a significant portion of accidents are caused by people distracted by something going on outside the environment where the accident occurs. This is certainly true of automobile accidents. Distracted driving caused by phones, alcohol, or drugs, and so forth. The same thing occurs at work. Accident investigations often reveal people distracted and not paying attention to what they are doing. This is prevalent in maintenance operations, where people are performing tasks that are not done routinely. Accident investigations often stop short with the words, quote, "the employee was distracted," end quote, followed by the cold admonishment, "discuss distraction with the employee." Such actions are after the fact, and it is likely the distraction that caused the accident will not occur again unless there is a chronic condition such as alcoholism that underlies it. Better to adopt the battle buddy approach throughout your company. If two people know each other pretty well, they can look out for each other when the distractions come up, and they will come up, they happen to all of us. The battle buddy can learn routinely to assess a partner's condition subconsciously, helping them through those times when tasks and attentiveness don't match, hence adding another level of awareness in accident-prone situations. Some time spent in such training will likely improve your site's safety performance. It will make your business culture more of a team as well. Give it a try. If you need help or a facilitator, call me. We can do this together, if necessary. For safety this week, don't wait for management to adopt these ideas. Do it yourself. Pick a battle buddy. Show your buddy this column and resolve to work together. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Well, it's time to start planning our annual recovery boiler outage again.
Yes, it is. Budgets are tighter than ever, even though business is good. And speaking of good business, sales is pressuring us to have as short an outage as possible. They need the production.
Well, getting in a hurry costs money and can lead to safety problems.
I know, and you know we are always under pressure for our safety record, too. It seems like corporate has nothing better to do than to keep pushing us on every front.
I think I have a solution to all of these problems.
What's that?
RMR Mechanical. They've done a great work for us in the past and have a great safety record, too. They almost always beat the schedule.
Sounds like this meeting is over.
RMR Mechanical. The only name you need to know for an economical, quick, and safe boiler outage. Phone 770-205-9646 or visit us on the web at rmrmechanical.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson.
I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim's column title is The 360 Look, and here's what he has to say about that. There is a video floating around the internet that goes like this. The scene opens on a reporter. Behind the reporter is a motorcycle with a rider aboard, stationary beside the road. The reporter is describing a safety system with which the motorcycle is equipped, tied into a heads-up display in the motorcyclist's helmet. This system is designed to give advanced warning of cars entering the highway ahead and not noticing the motorcycle. This is a major source of motorcycle fatalities. This would be a great system, right? The reporter completes her narrative and the motorcyclist prepares to pull out onto the road. A car is staged ahead in a side road for this demonstration. All eyes are on the car on the side road. The motorcyclist pulls out directly and immediately in the path of a truck that is approaching at a high rate of speed from the rear, seen over the motorcyclist's shoulder. He is killed. How many safety incidents like this do we encounter in our mills? We are focused on the potential safety issue in front of us when another is lurking beside or behind us. These can be literal, real, physical safety issues or hypothetical ones. They are a real danger. Once I was working a rebuild outage. My job was to manage the night shift for my employer, the mill's owner. One night, as part of our routine, we were walking through the dryer basement beneath the dryer cans. There were three of us. We heard a noise above us and instantly knew it was scaffolding lumber falling down through the dryer cans. There was only one way out, which the three of us knew. We started running. I was in the rear, and other two were pacing me, so to speak. A 12-foot-long 4x4 just barely clipped the back of my leg and knocked me down. No one would let me move until the EMTs arrived, despite my protests that I was fine, just bruised a bit. What happened next? Well, the EMTs got to me, but they were slightly delayed, for in their haste, one of their team members had fallen and broken a finger. Yet that wasn't the half of it. The poor worker had been in the top of the dryer sections, standing on the scaffolding that slipped down through the dryers. He was left hanging onto a piece of overhead steel that he had grabbed as his footing slipped away. The place was so noisy, we had close to 400 workers in the building, that no one could hear him yelling for help. He was about 50 feet above ground, down through the dryers from where he was. Finally, when his arms were about to give out, another worker just happened to come along and rescue him. I was young, our whole team was young, and we never thought to examine the source of the accident to see what might be going on there. Fortunately, everyone was all right when all was said and done. We have fire watches. Perhaps it's time to implement backside watches. For safety this week, think, think, think. Perilous conditions abound all around us. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Papa Italo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. The title of Jim's column today is Office Safety. And here's what Jim has to say about that. We spend a lot of time talking about safety in production and forestry settings, often neglecting offices in the discussions. It is easy to be seriously injured in an office, too. Loaded file cabinets that can tip over when top drawers are opened, frayed extension cords, desk corners, on and on, the list is certainly a long one. One of my favorites is the paper cutter, a hinged guillotine. What could possibly go wrong here? There are some sleepers in the bunch, too. Poorly adjusted or poorly made desk chairs that send you home with a sore back that in 10 years turns into a back operation that no one can understand. Sedentary office activities that lead to heart attacks in your 50s are common. Before personal computers, while sedentary, offices were not quite as sedentary as they are now. After all, you had to move all those pieces of paper around, file them, fetch them, cut them, copy them, and mail them. That all took movement. Today we spend a lot of time sitting in front of our computers. Sitting in a chair and barely moving, I can work on 4 computer screens, grab the microphone and record a podcast, staple papers together, and shred paper, and I have barely moved at all within arm's length. I do have to get up to go to the copier, printer, scanner, fax, or to fetch a cup of coffee. The bathroom is 5 steps beyond the coffee pot, which is 6 steps from my office chair. This entire arrangement is 2 flights of stairs from my bedroom. I wonder why I get fat and lazy. In your office, you may have a few steps to be negotiated regularly, poor lighting, or poor ventilation. People were not designed for this environment. It is actually better from an overall health perspective to be out in a manufacturing space that is properly equipped for safety, where you have a chance to be active. An adjunct to office safety is airport safety. There's no one watching out for you there. You could easily be run over, kicked, gouged, or just simply knocked down. Should you survive this, you have the joys of sitting on the plane in a poor posture for several hours, constantly rebreathing the same stale air with your fellow passengers. I had shoulder surgery a few years ago, which the orthopedist said was simply the result of throwing a bag into planes' overhead bins for 45 years. So when we think about safety and health, let's not forget about the office worker. There are plenty of hazards in offices, too. For safety this week, let's go back to that file cabinet, an open top file drawer that causes it to crash to the ground, or an open bottom drawer that is a trip hazard. Make sure you do not cause either. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2019, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.